Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Tezvava Min Aleph. We're holding on Yedal Lomabez, the second line from the bottom, Avil Aser B'Tespiris. So says the Gemara that an Avil is also B'Tespiris, he's not allowed to cut his hair. And what's the Makar? Midikamr Lurachman Ulivnei Aaron, from that which Hashem told the Bnei Aaron. After Misas Nadav Aviyu. And Hashem tells them, don't be like an Avil. Rasheichem Al Tifro. Don't let your hair grow. You have to cut your hair. V'chla D'Kuli Alma Aser. You see that, ordinarily speaking, an Avil is not allowed to cut his hair. Menudinu Mitzayra in Mahim B'Tespiris. What's the lacha when it comes to a menudah and metzayra? Are they allowed to cut their hair? Says the Gemara Tashema, menudah and metzayra in asur and lesapur l'chabes. It says straight down in the Braisa that a menudah and a metzayra is not allowed to cut his hair. Now the Gemara, once we brought the Braisa, brings the Hemshuch, menudah shemeis, if you have someone that dies in a state of nidoy, so bezin is soiklin as arayinai, they stone his arayin. Rabbi Yudah Aymer, leisham yidu alav gala vanim kegale shel achan. This doesn't mean like what they did to Achan in the times of Yeshua, that they put a pile of stones on his arayin. Ele bezin shokhan manichin evan gedayla al arayinai. They just put one stone on his arayin, it's just a symbolic act, lamdecha, to teach everyone, shekolam isnade umeis beniduyoi, bezin soiklin as arayinai, that someone who dies in a state of nidoy, so Bezdin's going to be cycle his arayin, and this will encourage people to do tshuva and to be mefayis the bal davar. An avil is chayiv ativis araish. The next halacha is that an avil is chayiv in ativis araish. He has to wrap himself like with the, what we do with the talis when we make the bracha. He has to wrap himself like a yishmeili. Now, meduk amr l'rachman l'yecheskel. The makar is from that which Hashem told Yecheskel after his wife died, and Hashem tells him that you shouldn't mourn over her. V'loy sata al safam. You shouldn't do itaf araish. Mechad kuli amam mechayvi. You see that ordinarily speaking, an avil is chayiv in itaf araish. Menud mahu bativis araish. What's the halacha when it comes to a menuda? Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Toshima, I'll bring your raya. It says that after a drought, that they would fast three and seven fasts, and it says, Vein Mesatvin, Vyoshin, Kimenudin, Ukavelem, it says that they would sit like a person who is a nidoy, and like a person who is an avo, and they would do that, they would be Mesatif, Vyoshin, like a person who is a nidoy, and a person who is an avo, Achi, Rachmo, Leim, and Hashemayim, until Hashem had mercy on them. So it says straight out, that for the drought, they would sit and they would wrap themselves up like a menuda. So you see straight out that the menuda has to do a tivas araish. However, Amalei Abaye, Abaye's madcha d'raya, that dilma menuda l'shamayim shani d'chamer. Over there, maybe it's different because it was nidoy from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so that's more chamer. Mitzayra mahu bativas araish, so we have no raya when it comes to menuda. We don't know. Does a menuda do a tivas araish? There's no raya. Mitzayra mahu bativas araish, what about a mitzayra? Tashema v'asafam yata mechal shachai bativas araish, ma'amina. So that's a Mefirsha Pasuk that it says that the Mitzayra has to do Ativas HaReish. The only reason why the Gemara brought it is because that's the style of this, of these sugyas, is to discuss a halacha by an avil, and then it's halacha by a menuda and a Mitzayra. So even though it's Mefirsha by a Mitzayra that he's chayv in Ativas HaReish, the Gemara brings it as a kasha and a teretz, as a shayla and a tshuva. Avil aser lahaniach tefillin. An avil is not allowed to wear tefillin. The makar for that is midikamer le'rachmanan liyecheskel. Hashem tells Yecheskel, don't be like an avil. Pe'er chachavish alecha. You should wear your pe'er. You should wear your tefillin. Mechal dekuli ama aser. So that's mashma that ordinarily speaking, an avil is not allowed to wear tefillin. Menod demahu b'tefillin. What about a person who's a nidoy? Teku. The Gemara says we don't even know where to start. Metzayra mahu b'tefillin. What about a metzayra? Tashema. The pasuk says v'hatzarua l'rabbis kohen gadol. Now the Kohen Gadol is chayv in the dinei of a mitzayra. Megadav you perumem, his clothing should be torn. Shiu bekurame, they should be torn. The raisha ye perua, and his head should be perua. His head should be revealed. Ein peri alagido seyar diver Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that refers to an iser to cut the hair. However, Rabbi Kiva says that no. That nemer havaya beraisha, nemer havaya bebegat. It says this lashon of ye both by begadav you perumem. And it also says it by Reisha Yiyu Perua. Ma Havaya Amur Bebega Davar Shechutz Migufay. So when we're talking about clothing, clothing is something external to the guf. Af Havaya Bereish Davar Shechutz Migufay. So too, when the Torah says about the person's head, about the Mitzayra's head, Reisha Yiyu Perua, it means it should be revealed from something, not from his hair, from something that's Chutz Migufay. So that's what Rabbi Kiva says. So now, Ma'i Lava Tefillin, L'chayra, that's talking about Tefillin, that it should be revealed from his Tefillin. He should not wear Tefillin. So you see, a mitzvah is not allowed to wear tefillin. Rapapa says, no, it's not a raya. It could be talking about these fancy hats that they used to wear, a sign of chashivos, that a mitzvah is not allowed to wear, but maybe he is supposed to wear tefillin. Moving on to the next halacha, an avil is aser b'sheila shalom. He's not allowed to greet people. Dekamele rachman el yecheskel ha'anagdoim. Like we find by Hashem telling yecheskel, he tells him, be silent, don't greet people. So that must be also, that's the standard halacha by an avil, is that he's not allowed to greet people. Menuda mahu b'sheila shalom. What about a menuda? So amar Rav Yosef tashema. It says also by the drought in Mesachas Tainis, it says with b'sheila shalom, they would refrain from greeting. Like a person who's in nidoy from Hashem. So again, so you see that a menuda is aser in sheila shalom. However, Amale Abaye, once again, is manche the raya, the tumma menuda l'shamayim shani duchamer. Maybe over there it's more chamer because they were in nidoy kaviyachu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Metzayra mahu b'sheila shalom. What's the halacha by a metzayra? It says the Gemara Tashma. It's refers to the Braisa. It says v'asaf amyata. The Braisa darshins yishiyu svaisav medubaka izu bezu. That svaisav should be, his lips should be stuck to each other. Sheheke menudu ka'avo v'asur b'sheila shalom. Which means that he should be like a menud in an avol, and he's asur in greeting people. So you see, he's not a metzayra is not allowed to greet people. Now ask the Gemara. If it says that the Mitzayra is like a Menuda and an Avil, and he's not allowed to greet people, Venishami not limit the Menuda. So Luchaira, let this be a Raya to a Menuda, and the Menuda is also Asr B'Sheila Shalom. However, says the Gemara, no. Amar Vachem Bar Pinchas and Shaydir Rav Yosef, Mikatani She'asr? The Braisa doesn't say that he's like a Menuda and an Avil, She'asr B'Sheila Shalom, in that he is Asr and She'ila Shalom. It says, She'ei Kamenudu Ka'avul Katani, B'milach Ranyasa, Ve'asr Nami B'She'ila Shalom. The Braisa says two separate clauses. It says that the Mitzayra is like a Menuda and an Avul, and also that he's Asr and She'ila Shalom. Not that the two clauses have anything to do with each other. A Kobi and Menuda is Mutter B'She'ila Shalom. Just a Menuda is just a Mitzayra is like a Menuda, and also he's Asr and She'ila Shalom, but they have nothing to do with each other. Moving on to the next halacha is that an avil is aser b'divrei Torah, and the makar for that is b'dik amar rachman al yecheskel daim, from that which Hashem told yecheskel to be silent, not to learn Torah. We learn that an avil is aser in divrei Torah. Menuda mahu b'divrei Torah. What's the halacha about a menuda? Amar Rav Yosef tashma. Again, it's a mafurish b'raisa. It says that menuda is shayne v'shaynin loy, and menuda is allowed to teach others, and we're allowed to teach him. So obviously, he's mutter in divrei Torah. Once we mention the b'raisa, we continue. Then niskar v'niskarin loy. He can be hired by others. Others can be hired by him. A muhram, however, a muhram, someone after being put in nidoy two times, he still hasn't done tshuva. So already that's more chamer. So there, loy shayne v'loy shayne loy. We do not allow him to teach others, and others are not allowed to teach him. Loy niska v'loy niskarin loy. He's not allowed to be hired by others, and others cannot be hired by him. Aval shayne hu la'atzmai shal yafsik as limudoy. Even a muhram, he's allowed to learn to himself. That's fine. We're allowed to do minimal business with him just so he has enough money to live. Rav explains that it's like a person who has a business selling some water in the shuk of Aravis. But you see from here Lahedya and the Braisa that a menuda is mutter b'divrei Torah, not like an avil. Metzayra mahu b'divrei Torah. What about a metzayra? Says the Gemara Tashma, on that which the Pasuk says, v'idatim levanecha levnei vanecha yoyim asher mata levnei Hashem. You should tell your children about Matan Torah. We learn from there that Malah Holland Beima Biura Bereses Uvizia, that just like by Matan Torah, everything was with a certain seriousness. Mikan Amru, from here they said that also Talmud Torah has to be learned with a certain seriousness, and therefore Azavin Vamitzayran Ubayali Nida is Mutarin. Zavin, Mitzayrayin, Balinidois, even though they're Tameh, but they could still be in a state of Yira, and therefore they're Mutarin Likris Vitaira, they're allowed to read Taira, Ubinavim, Ubiksuvim, but Lishnais, Bemadrish, Ubishas, Valachus, Vagadais, they can learn Kol Tara Kula, it's all fine. However, Ubalikrayin, Asurin, Balikari, Krayin, who their Toma comes from a lack of seriousness, so they're already Asur and Divrei Taira, so Shramina, but you see straight out from the brain, so that the Mitzayra is Mutter, but Divrei Taira. So even though an avil is asa b'divrei Torah, a menuda and a mitzayra are mutter. And the final halacha, an avil is asa b'techbaises, an avil is not allowed to do laundry. Dechsiv is that from that which the pasuk says, v'yishlach yayav tekuah. Yoav sent a lady. He sent first to Tekuah. Vikach misham yishu chachama. He took from there a wise lady. Vayayimer eleh, and he says to her, "Hisavlina, pretend to be in a velus. Velivshina big day evil. We are big day evil. What's big day evil? What's clothes of an oval? Must be unlaundered clothing. You see, an avo is not allowed to do laundry. So that's the raya. Just continues the pasuk. He tells her, "Va'al tesuchi shemen, don't anoint yourself with oil. V'ha'yis ki isha ze yamim rabim misabelis almeis, and you should be like this for a few days, like an isha who's mourning over her son." Menudinu mitzayra in ma'heim b'tech ba'isas. What's the lach when it comes to menudinu mitzayra? Are they allowed to do laundry? It says the gemara tashemats mafirsh abraisa that we mentioned on the top of the amud. It says menudinu mitzayra in asur and lesaper ulechabes. They're not allowed to get haircuts, they're also not allowed to do laundry, shishma mina, they're mamish like an awful, and they're not allowed to do laundry.